Good morning, church. My name is Alex Lee, and I'll be reading from Colossians today. I want you to know how hard I work for you, those in Laodicea and others who have never seen me. I want them to be strengthened and joined together with love so that they may be rich in their understanding. This leads to their knowing fully God's secret, that is, Christ himself. In him, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are safely kept. I say this so no one can fool you by arguments that seem good but are false. Though I am absent from you in my body, my heart is with you, and I am happy to see your good lives and want your strong faith in Christ. As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so continue to live in him. Keep your roots deep in him and have your lives built on him. Be strong in the faith, just as you were taught, and always be thankful. This is the word of the Lord.
Appreciate it, Alex. Good morning. First off, I just want to say, welcome to Stonebridge Church, the most joyful place on earth. I used to always hear that growing up here. I want to say that I am extremely and feel extremely blessed to be here. I love Stonebridge Church, and a lot of you probably recognize me because I've grown up here for about 11 years now. As David said, I am a freshman at McMurray University, a little private school out in West Texas in Abilene, and currently working as a religion major and hopefully a minor in business, and aspiration-wise, looking towards youth ministry with maybe one day owning my own church camp. And it's really awesome. I was given a great opportunity, once again blessed by God. When I came out to Abilene, I was given a job as a youth intern at First United Methodist Church of Abilene. So that's kind of working, you know, God's already kind of putting me on a path, I think, towards youth ministry. And so far, things seem to be going pretty good. So as I started to get ready for school, and college is a huge step, and a lot of college students are here back for Thanksgiving, my parents kept asking me, they're like, Taylor, how are you feeling about college? You know, are you nervous? No. Are you excited? No. Are you sad? Nope. And I mean, you can ask them. That was my tone for a while. And really, I didn't know how I felt. I was nervous. Yeah, I was excited. I was ready, nonetheless. So the time comes, we pack up the cars, we head down to Abilene and everything, and get me packed in, my parents leave, mom cried, it was funny. So I get to school right away, though, and I start meeting all kinds of people, and being at a school that's literally smaller than my high school, it was easy to kind of see those different groups. You got the partiers, and you got the artsy students, and the jockey students and the religious kids at McMurray and everything. And I kind of was just hanging out with everyone. And I wanted to be friends with everyone. And I kept seeing this reoccurring theme of community that kept popping up. And I kind of was like, this is really cool that all these kids are from so many different places and they're all coming together to you know, learn, whether it be about school, about art or about Christ or whatever. And though I was having fun and I was hanging out with everyone and everything, I started to realize that I wasn't really telling people about my faith. And that was really the reason that I wanted to go to school, because I've been called to learn about Christ, to learn about God, and help, and hopefully one day start to share it. And I realized that in this community, in this idea and theme of community that kept springing into my head, especially when David asked me to preach, I started to question, and this is my question for all of you as we kind of go through this today, where does Christ fit into your community? I mean, more so, what do you consider to be your community? Is it just here? Do you consider this your Christian community? Or what about work? How can we take God and Christ out into the world? I kind of came up with a little outline. I thought it was apropos, seeing as how I'm kind of talking about college and stuff, too. It's called Quad C. And what that means is I think that we should try and come together as a community of compassionate, caring, and not comfortable, even though that starts with an N or a U if you say uncomfortable. Yeah, work with me here. Not comfortable Christians or people, even. So anyways, I was preparing for class one day, and I have a Christianity class, and I'm reading through, and I get to my stuff that I'm supposed to read on Colossians. And I get to Colossians 2, and I read in verse 2, I want you to be strengthened and joined together with love. And I'm like, oh, this is perfect. I'm going to use this for my sermon because I'm going to kind of talk about community and that. And Paul, who writes this letter, is saying, come together, be a community. you know, be friends and followers in Christ. But as I read on, Paul goes on and says, you need to come together with Christ too. You need to have a community and a relationship with Christ. And he kind of claims that we need to be inhabited by Christ. He claims that we really need to be inhabited by him. So like I said, I'm a youth intern now. So one night I'm working on a Wednesday night, and we have a small group, everything, and I'm kind of leading some older kids in discussion, and we're talking about relationships and love. And I pose the question, can you love somebody wholeheartedly if you don't really know the love of Christ, if you aren't experiencing the love of Christ in your life? And I get some yeses and some nos, depending on the kids. And one kid, though, his answer really stood out to me. And this was about a week after I kind of read this verse, too. He claimed that a heart is like a big puzzle with a big hole in the gap. And you can fill in that puzzle with little pieces here or there, little material items, little relationships. But it's never going to be full if that main piece isn't placed in the middle just perfectly. And that main piece, he said, is Christ. And he even used the word that we need to be inhabited by Christ. And I was like, wow, that's kind of funny. That's ironic. Because that's what I was thinking. But that's what Paul's getting at, that we need and we're called to center ourselves in whatever place that we are around Christ. That once we kind of understand Christ's love for us, then we'll obtain the ability to really love others also. No matter what community you're in, whether it's work, a job that you hate, or the crazy holiday seasons at the mall. But see, God was a compassionate God. Compassionate, see? Yeah, Quad C. Anyways, he was a compassionate God. I mean, so much that he sent his son to die for us. I mean, that's compassion. And now he and Paul are just calling us to be inhabited by Christ, to find our role and be compassionate towards others also. That same night at youth, another kid, he told me, we were talking about relationships, and the general consensus came up that a relationship really involves two people. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I don't have a really intimate relationship with, like, my TV or anything. But, you know, love also, it's a relationship. It's a relationship between two people. And, you know, love, you're capable of putting somebody else in front of you. Relationship, it's a relationship between you and someone else, or you and God. So it was funny, I was watching a movie one night in the little bit of spare time I had. It's a great movie, even greater book, and I know some kids out here have read it, Into the Wild. And in the movie Into the Wild, Christopher McCandless, he is the protagonist, and he is a couple semesters shy of graduating from Emory University. His dad has a path set for him and says, you're going to do this, and you're going to be this, and this is what I want you to do. And his mom is over here, do what your dad says, but while you're doing it, have nice things, have cars and stuff. And Christopher McCandless didn't want that stuff. He decided one day that, in fact, he wanted to be a little bit different. So he took the $24,000, and just that he had in a savings account and donated it to a charity. He took the last $10, $15 in his wallet, along with a Social Security card, ID, anything that could identify him, and cut it up and burned it. Took his car, hid it in the desert, license plate off. I mean, this guy is no more. So he takes off by himself for a while and just hitchhikes around the nation, you know, hanging out by himself, doing his own thing. Goes into Mexico, I think, for a little while, comes back. And the one goal that he has is that eventually he wants to get to Alaska, and he wants to live by himself up in Alaska for a while. So I'm reading this, I'm watching this movie, and I'm like, dude, this is awesome, because I love to hunt. I was hunting last weekend. I love being by myself. I love being in the wild. I mean, this guy, he's got it made. He knows what's up. And I wasn't even thinking about this whole community, because he's kind of doing the opposite. Well, anyway, so I'm kind of, you know, thinking about this too, and I realize that Christopher McCandless doesn't really have a direction. He just says, okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to just drop everything, and I'm going to take off, and I know I kind of want to be here. I want to be in Alaska, but I think the church and our communities are a lot like that sometimes. And I don't know about y'all, but I don't really have a direction. I know in a few years, hopefully no more than 4, I'd like to graduate with a degree. I would like to not be broke and in super huge debt from school. And I know I want to kind of do this in youth ministry and stuff like that. But for the most part, I'm just letting Christ take the reins. Which brings me to my next little point, and that's comfort. You know, I hope I'm not too bold in saying this, but a community centered on Christ isn't comfortable. And no offense or anything, but if you're comfortable now, I don't think we're doing a good job of being Christians. And I don't want to be in your face or anything, but Christ set the precedence for uncomfortableness. I mean, he was hanging out with the lowest of low. People didn't want to even, like, know this guy because he was touching leopards and hanging out with prostitutes and stuff. But as a community to be centered on Christ, we're called to be uncomfortable sometimes. In Acts 15, once again, Paul and some apostles are together, and they're talking about who to allow in the church. The Christian community is new, it's becoming established, and they don't really know, you know, who guidelines to allow in the church. And it arises, should we let people who are or aren't circumcised in the church? And of course, as Christians, we finally decided, yes, everyone should be allowed. Because Christ's love needs to be experienced by everyone. And it's hard to do. It's not easy to experience Christ's love and to spread it out because we're called to spread Christ's love. But that's where faith comes into play. You see, God has faith in us that we can experience Christ. He has put it out there for us to experience Christ, and now he has faith in us that we will go out and spread that love. Augustine of Hippo was a great theologian and had a lot to do with the history of Christianity and what it is today. And his theology on faith was really cool. He says, you have faith in everything, whether you realize it or not. Faith in a girlfriend that you might have, is she going to be faithful and trust in me? You have to have faith before you take that step. And I think he even talks about geological features like, you know, how do I know for sure that China's real besides the fact that thousands of people are born there, they go there every year? But, I mean, I have to have faith that it really is real, you know, and trust that people aren't lying to me for years and all that stuff. But anyways, but once again, it really takes faith to step out of your comfort zone. And once you get out of that comfort zone, I feel like it becomes a little bit more extravagant when you experience Christ or when you bring somebody to Christ when you're out of your comfort zone. I mean, we go and help kids in Malvern Elementary. You know, I went to Abilene and it was weird. You know, school was weird. The church that I work at is different than here. But we are called to step out of that comfort zone so that people who don't even know Christ can experience it. And for those people who long to know Christ, they need to experience it too. So back to Christopher McCandless. I don't want to give the ending away. I really think you guys should read it. It's Into the Wild, the book or the movie, either one. But he makes it to Alaska, and he's carried this journal around with him for the entire trek and everything. And right as the last thing that he writes in his journal, he says, happiness is only real when shared. And I'm sitting here watching this movie, and it just hit me. This is a guy who thought he could go out to the world by himself, and he could do his own thing, and he could be his own person, and make his own place in the world by himself. And in the end, he realizes he can't. He needs other people. You need other people, because what's the point of having love if you can't share it? And you see, God has blessed us with so much. That quote, happiness is only real when shared, I was thinking, well, what about hunting? I go hunting all the time, and I don't really share my hunting experience. That makes me happy. What about money? We all like money, and we don't necessarily want to share money. But you see, the relationship that we have with God is what has blessed us with the material items and the possessions we have. The ability for me to get out of my comfort zone, to go to Abilene, to be blessed with the job that I have, to be able to go hunting and do all the things that I like to do, to have a family and a community and a church here and in Abilene, is all thanks to God. In Colossians 2, chapter 2, verse 7, we really get an understanding of accepting Christ into our life. We're called to really root ourselves. Paul says, root yourself in him. Be thankful. I've grown up in this church for years, and it took me moving out of my comfort zone, getting to a new church, having a whole new outlook on worship and praise, new relationships, being away from my parents, away from my friends, to realize that we are blessed here. Stonebridge United Methodist Church is a blessed place. And if you don't think so, keep coming back. Keep listening to what David and Ed and all the people that work here say, because they get it. That heart has that puzzle piece in there. And there are people, and I know this for a fact, because 10 or 11 years being in this church, I have had Bill Applebee's and Tim Beauregard's and people who have stepped out and they've taught my Sunday school and the McLaughlins, if anyone knows them, the Duffields, and all those people who teach VBC and Ed, who's been with me for years. You see, they get it. They know the love of Christ. And there are people here who know the love of Christ. And they are ready to shape people. It is by no mistake that I'm here, and it is, and I give it all to everyone else who's grown up with me in this church. Because it is because of them that I have been shaped and molded and felt the call to ministry. This church is a blessing, people. It's a United Methodist Church student week, I think. So all around the nation, they're kind of, people are trying to kind of give it up to kids and upcoming youth and everyone. And so David kind of asked me to preach, and I just want to remind you that if you ever seem lost and you don't necessarily know your place, whether it be here or in work or wherever you are, just remember that there are people here that love Christ, that love you, and they are ready to experience it with you. There's a little parable I'd like to end with, and I know some people out here have heard it. But a kid, he's walking one day, and he falls in a hole. And he's like in this hole, he's trapped, and he can't get out. It's deep and it's dark, and he's just lost. So he starts screaming, "People, like, help me, help me, help me." And people are walking by, and they look down in the hole, and they just leave him. And finally, his friend comes by and looks down in the hole and sees he's in there and jumps down in with him. And he's like, "You idiot. Like, now we're both stuck in a hole together. What are we supposed to do now? We still can't get out." And his friend looks at him and says, "Yeah, but I've been in this hole before, and I know the way out." You see, there are people in this congregation who have been in predicaments. They've been hurt. They've been in pain. They've been broken. But they have that puzzle piece, and it's floating around, and it is in this place. People know the love of Christ, and this is a community that is thriving with the love of Christ, and it is blessed. It is so blessed. We are so blessed to be in Stonebridge in McKinney, Texas. Whether you're like Christopher McCandless and you walk in here with no direction, or whether you know exactly what your purpose is and where you want to go and what you want to do, I challenge you throughout the week to really think about what your place is in society and how you can really take God and be the Quad C effect, be a community of compassionate, caring, uncomfortable people, and take that into the world. And this week, because take that out into wherever you are and whatever places you go. Because I pray that it never stops here. We are blessed to be here. You are blessed to be here. I am blessed to be here. God's love is so extravagant in this place. And every time I come home and walk in here, I know it and I feel it. And I hope that you all do too. Please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all that you've given us. For brothers and sisters who long to know you, and for those who already do. Lord, I pray in the upcoming holiday season, we can experience you in the most odd of places, standing in lines, in the chaotic traffic, and whatever it is. Lord, give us the ability to fill our hearts with that missing piece that is you and is your love. Lord, thank you so much for blessing us with so much that you have, for giving your life for us. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all that you've done. In your most heavenly name we pray. Amen.